What's going on, yo? I don't even know how to start this or even where to end. This is condolences. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that we need to pay attention to as far as who's left us too early. It baffles me every time I hear about it. Death is always right around the corner, and it seems like it gets closer and closer as I get older. And that's just part of life, I guess, right? But regardless of how natural it is, it's fucking tragic for people, and me, and my parents, and everybody. So bear with me, but as this is something I've never done before, I'm gonna hopefully do it correctly and respectfully. So here's my condolences. I just want to send my condolences to Jim Harmuth, my grandpa. He's taught me things that I'll never forget, especially things about being a man and being respectful to your elders. He was definitely somebody that I looked up to, and I'm greatly appreciative that I was able to meet you before you left. I love you, Jim. And now I'd also like to send my condolences to my great-great-grandpa Boyd. We had the same birthday, May 2nd. He developed Alzheimer's and was put on hospice for the last moments of his life. I specifically remember he didn't remember anybody in the room except for me, because he remembered we shared the same birthday. And, you know, we didn't spend much time together and stuff like that as far as getting to know each other. But he was a great man, and he really took care of his people. And I wouldn't be here, my mom wouldn't be here, a lot of my family wouldn't be here without you. So, thank you, and I miss you. And the next person I'd like to remember, his name's Greg. It is my Auntie Ree's son. This is on my step side of the family, but it's all family, regardless. I don't want to say what happened, you know, because I'm not completely sure. But every time I had an interaction with Greg, it was always good vibes, always smiles, and a powerful sense of positivity. Fly high, Greg. And somebody that I never thought we'd ever lose, she was a superhero, but Baba Willichenko, she's my wife's grandma, you know, my family's grandma, she's my grandma. It's tragic losing her. She was the glue. She was the glue to the family. People couldn't get enough of her. She was so sweet. She was funny. She was quirky. She had her own little things that she did and preferred. Like to watch soap operas. She loved Usher. A very innocent, honest, gorgeous old lady that we lost too soon. Fly high, Baba, and say hi to Papa for us. And the next soul I want to send condolences to is Sandra Verner. That's my wife's grandma, as well as Baba is my son's great-grandma. And by the grace of God, Kylo got to meet his great-great-grandma before she passed. I thought she was a beautiful lady, very flashy lady. She knew what she wanted, and she knew exactly how to get it. And without running through the whole family, I know JoJo misses you. Kiana and Kylo miss you. I miss you. We all miss you. Rest in paradise, Grandma Verner. And this is another beautiful soul we lost way too soon. Her name was Beth Jensen. I spent a lot of time with her and her son, my best friend, Dakota, and it baffles me. Just the way that it went, how it had to go. She was very loving. She was fucking so fun to hang out with. A lot of the culture she was about rubbed off on her son, and a lot of it rubbed off on me. I had a lot of fun over there. She taught me some things about cooking when I was in the kitchen standing there with her, hanging out. And we used to be badass kids, like just little assholes. And she had a lot of patience for it. She let a lot of shit slide that she probably shouldn't have. She inspires a lot of the new music that me and Coda put out together, just like the one that's playing right now, as well as Fifth Cut. And we got a couple in the vault that we haven't released yet. And while we're talking about the influence she had on us, her house was the house I went to when I first learned how to record, when I first learned that I actually wanted to do this rap stuff. And the encouragement from her and Dakota and Bernie and Cody and everybody solidified it, you know? So like, I owe all of this to you. Jimmy Bertram, from spirituality to primal bow shooting. I struggle with one every day, and I've never done one before. You've taught me both. And as my best friend's dad, I thought of you as one. You have morals and values that I look up to, that I hope to have when I'm older. You taught me how to sage myself properly, taught me about the Creator, taught me about the land, how to ground yourself. And without you, Coda wouldn't be who he is, and Cole wouldn't be who he is, and then I wouldn't be who I am, and we'd all be lost. You are loved, you'll never be forgotten, always remembered, and always with us. We love you. And for this last part, I'm just gonna give you and myself a reminder. Don't go to bed mad. Don't go on a long drive mad. Mend the relationships. Say sorry. Swallow your pride. Life is short, and tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Love is the biggest thing, and it's the only thing that matters. And it may seem very little and small and cliche, but the small things matter the most. Don't take this shit for granted, because one day you'll wake up, and somebody else won't. Let's level up the love.
Me and my friends share the people we love. I would sacrifice everything to bring them back. I would take my own life if it meant that my best friend,
because he is mom and dad.